On Wednesday, in the Vermont Supreme Court, a gaggle of lawyers representing Entergy, the owners of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant, will square off against two lawyers representing the New England Coalition on Nuclear Pollution, or NEC. At issue is a motion to dismiss a complaint filed by NEC requesting an injunction that would shut the plant down and keep it closed until Entergy is issued a valid Certificate of Public Good by Vermont's Public Service Board.
What we're bringing to the Vermont Supreme Court is an enforcement action.
Raymond Shattis is a technical advisor for NEC.
When Entergy Corporation came to the state of Vermont to buy the Vermont Yankee nuclear station, they were issued an order by the Vermont Public Service Board allowing them to buy the plant. But one of the conditions in the order was that they needed to have a certificate of public good, in essence a license, in hand from the state in order to operate past March of 2012. In November, the Vermont Public Service Board issued an order and memorandum stating that Entergy was not in compliance with that order, that in essence they were operating extra legally. And they also noted, as we had earlier, that the Public Service Board itself has no enforcement authority. When an order of the Public Service Board is violated, they need to go to the Vermont Supreme Court in order to get enforcement action. The law also stipulates that any party to the proceeding may also go to the Vermont Supreme Court to seek action. And that's what New England Coalition has done. We're going back to this 2002 order. Our belief is that Entergy had plenty of time to apply for a certificate of public good, to object and appeal the legislature's orders in that regard, and to have in hand a certificate of public good. So they have no excuse. They are operating in violation of Vermont state law, and we are asking the Supreme Court to enforce it.
In what sense is the New England Coalition a party to the original certificate of sale?
We were interveners in that case. Once you are accepted as an intervener in one of these administrative proceedings, you are, in fact, a party.
The Public Service Board itself did not go to court, did not seek an injunction to force Entergy to stop operations. Why
That's
not?
That's correct. Why is a very hard kind of question to answer in this case, but I can give you some considerations. And one is that when the Vermont legislature passed a law basically saying that there had to be an affirmative vote on the part of both houses of the legislature before this certificate of public good could be issued. Eventually, Entergy went to the federal courts and got an order overturning that law. And in the order, the judge enjoined the governor and the Public Service Board, which were parties named in that proceeding, from acting to close the plant. So it may be that the Public Service Board is sensitive to the fact that they were named in that suit and that there is arguably, at least, an opportunity for Entergy to seek protection under that federal court order. The Public Service Board, in about three or four separate footnotes in their November 2012 order, did remind the world at large that any party to that original proceeding could seek an enforcement order. We took it as an invitation.
That brings up the whole issue of jurisdiction or authority to shut down a nuclear power plant. I was under the impression from the ruling in the federal courts and from the NRC's actions that the NRC considers that states have no jurisdiction to interfere with the licensing or permits for the operation of nuclear power plants.
That's the way that Entergy would like this all interpreted. But in fact, the NRC's preemptive jurisdiction only extends to issues of radiological safety. The states, if they have economic reasons or other land use and planning reasons for closing a plant, they can deny it a license and, in effect, order it closed.
So when you go into court on Wednesday, I understand that the two attorneys from NEC will be facing off against 17 attorneys from Entergy.
I want to tell you that the Vermont Supreme Court chambers, the courtroom, is about the size of your average McDonald's. So it's going to be very close. I hope that we're all very friendly because we are going to be packed in there.
There are other actions pending against Entergy and against the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant. What are those actions and where do they stand?
Well, there is an appeal of the federal district court order that I just mentioned, the order striking Vermont's law on this certificate of public good, the law that requires the legislature to wade in. So that's on appeal, and that's being heard today, oral argument, in the Federal Court of Appeals in New York.
Do you feel somewhat optimistic that one of these lawsuits is eventually going to stick and Vermont Yankee will be closed?
Well, the lawsuits and the present action for a certificate of public good, which is being challenged by about six different nonprofit organizations plus the state of Vermont, those are all pending. But really, in terms of Entergy's position in Vermont, it's further and further out on a branch. It's further into hostile regulatory and political territory. It has clearly painted itself as disrespectful of Vermont law and something of an outlaw itself. So I think eventually, as the economy of running this very small nuclear plant becomes untenable, and that's the direction it's trending, they will also see the light in terms of regulation and the legal cases. So my guess would be, based on observing what's happened at other nuclear plants, that Entergy Corporation will eventually decide to close the plant for business reasons.
Raymond Shattis is a technical advisor for the New England Coalition on Nuclear Pollution.